The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to be here with you, and this is our almost the new year show, and so we're getting there. We're getting through Christmas, and so you guys, how was Christmas? Dean, Michelle, how are you guys through Christmas, and where are you with your Christmas?
I'm at my mom's house in Louisiana.
See the gallery view, so to switch back. There we go. Okay, hang on.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Oh, good. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays.
Hey, there we go. See you now. And so you're at your mom's house.
Yes, I'm at my mom's house.
That's always fun.
Yeah, they were cooking good food, gumbo.
I can smell food. That's the thing. When I tapped into it, I could smell the food.
Oh, they were frying turkeys and gumbo and crawfish, you name it. They cooked it. So it was all good.
Awesome. I love it.
How was yours?
Great. I had a fun time. It was restful. I got some rest, which was great. My friend Kevin Trudeau was here, and so some other buddies, and so we just had fun, and we ate like crazy people, you know, lots of food, lots of food. As there was always lots of food, and so I cooked and I cooked and I cooked again, and so it was really good, and so we had so much fun, and then who else? Brian, where are you? You're in Vegas, right? You're in Vegas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you have fun Christmas?
Always fun.
Good. Awesome.
We're getting ready to go to Stella, just in case she's on. I don't think she's on here, but don't forget to Michelle that it's her 50th birthday.
Call her out. Right. It's Carolina's birthday tonight.
So if she gets on, I hope we get to say it. If not, we'll just say it.
Yep. All right. Happy birthday. That's good. And Judy, and you're working Minneapolis. You hitting the streets hard or just a little bit?
Hard, because there's no snow right now. It's 40 degrees. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's a heat wave.
Yeah.
Awesome. Who else we got on? Tenoch, you're in Mexico, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we had an awesome Christmas. We're staying here at Adriana's parents' home, and all her sisters and brothers came with all the kids. They're opening them. I mean, it was like a real Christmas, like the kind I remember, where... Uh-huh. Everyone, all the kids are opening presents at midnight. They're giving like Secret Santa presents to each other. It was awesome. We had a really great time.
Oh, wow. He had like passionate Christmas. You can feel it.
Yeah. That's really cool.
I think when you involve kids with Christmas, it just happens that way, right?
It's absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm just the closest thing to a kid is me. I'm a big kid. Outside of that, I don't know. Anyway, that's really good. I'm glad to see you guys, though. And thank you for joining me here on Tapping In. There's all kinds of new stuff, kind of new beats going. I'll try to get through them with you, help you out, so we get ready to go into the new year right. You guys have any New Year's resolutions? Dina, what's your New Year's resolution? You got one?
No. I'll have
there
one.
You are. Thank you for the input. The show's getting more interesting by the moment. That's really good. Wait, how about you, Michelle? Can you add something or at least make up a lie?
Let me think again. Oh, let me think. Yeah, I searched all my brain cells, Gary. I can't figure out a new resolution.
No, I really, really got to get serious with my health and losing weight, because I've gained so much weight. I really need to lose the weight. So I need to get healthier, start really taking my...
Well, you look great. You look great. You're one of those people you can't tell, you know.
Well, thank you. Really got to work on that.
Yeah. All right. So we're working on our health and stuff. That's good. Perfect. I think I'm working my New Year's resolution, and I realized this, is to simply be, because there's a keys to the kingdom where if you do this one little thing, you get in the kingdom, so to speak. And that is be appreciative. That's it. I'm through talking. That's all there is. Just be appreciative. And so I want to be more appreciative of everything. Little things, big things, okay, but little things, little stuff. And especially more appreciative of other people. And so when you're more appreciative of other people, it really works out for you. And so that's I just think so important. And so have you and I'm seeing everybody learning their lessons in appreciation. You guys learning lessons in appreciation lately? You got any of those going? A few of them? Yeah, I
You.
see people going, oh yeah, hell yeah, me. Anyway, let me talk to Maria A. Let me talk to her about her appreciation. You know, and you know, you can appreciate to degrees. You really can. On a scale of 1 to 10, you can appreciate a 2 or 10, you know. And so, Maria, what did you learn about appreciation? Hey, girl.
So, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Gary, I missed your class last Saturday, so I was listening to it on Thursday. I had to go into work, and it was about there was a segment about appreciation. So I started talking to God in the car, and because I was kind of pissed off, I had to go into work, and everybody's, enjoying Christmas. And I got through the day, and I nailed it. Like
Oh,
it came
good.
through. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you just everything worked.
Yes. Exactly. So I'm
Yeah.
learning that that's like
A
it's
trick.
like ammunition. Yeah, it's like a trick. It's just hard to get started with it.
Well, I think that's true. And so what a better time than a New Year's resolution to appreciate more. And so, but I felt now when I said at that time, my hands got really warm. So did you feel your hands get warm then? And so,
Yes, and my stomach
yeah.
is.
And so you guys, you'll feel that. You'll feel the energy shift. And so that's just with the intention of it. So building up to your New Year's, try to have the intention of doing something, you know, good, like appreciating. And if you've got difficult situations, difficult family members, difficult anything, just appreciate that whole thing, whatever it is, more, or the person more, and you'll find you'll move through it, and it'll happen easy instead of very, very hard or impossible. And so there we are. So let's appreciate. Ready, set, go. There we go.
Thank you.
There we go. That looks like a box of chocolate. Oh, you guys sent me so much chocolate. I got so I thank you for the gifts. I appreciate it from you guys. And so I got so many different chocolates. Jody Downhill sent me. White chocolate. Oh my God. You know, how can you not eat white chocolate? Right? I'm a white chocolate junkie, right? And so I got Godivas. I got you. And so thank you for all the chocolates. What's that?
White chocolate's my favorite. That's my
Is
least
oh my God. I've still got a few pieces left, maybe.
favorite.
We tore it up. Anyway, but I appreciate everything. And I love you guys, and thank you for the beautiful Christmas wishes. Thank you for the get well soon wishes. I'm trying to get well soon. My leg is getting better. It's a slow go when you have a leg wound, and so I had that, and I suffered with that from the last year. It was a leftover from COVID and problems, and so in circulation problems, and so we went through ser a series of operations and different things, and so now we're getting really together with that. Thank you very much for all your prayers, and so thank you so much. Thank you so much, and I got a lot to be thankful for. I just really do. I mean, I have so much to be thankful for, and if you look around, you got to think about it right now. And so just kind of think about it now and go, what do you have to be thankful for the most? Let me talk to Alex R. Sanchez. And so Alex, and so what do you have to be thankful for the most? What's that look like?
Hey,
Yeah, what does that look like for you? Hey Alex, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Terrific. How about you, Gary?
Good, really great. Great. Now that I'm talking to you, I get high when I talk to you, by the way. And
Oh,
so
thank you.
because I feel your good energy wishes. And so when people wish you well and you say just hello, you're going to feel that. And you'll feel that intention. And so if you have that intention and try to have it for everybody, guys, you're going to find that as soon as they talk to you, they're going to feel better. And you're going to feel better too. So it's really a lot of little tricks with energy these days as we go. And they're simple tricks. They're simple tricks. And it's just common sense almost. But you wouldn't believe how often you don't do it. And so, but the appreciation factor is big. What are you thankful for the most?
Wow, I could just list a whole bunch of things to be thankful for, Gary, but I do want to mention that I'm especially thankful this year for the retreats that I was able to attend. They were just so life-changing. I want to just be, I'm
Oh,
just
thank you.
for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, they provided so much. So,
well, you learn so much in a retreat because you're with other people and they're in the same like mind as you. And when we all are together in oneness, there's a big old key there. You learn it on a soul level. And so, and I was having this conversation with Kevin over the holidays of oneness, and he was noticing the people around me that were working with me, Dang, Ruben, Lance, the different people, Tony, Linda, and he's like, how do you get them to do what they do with you? They just do everything, and they're so happy to help you with whatever it is you're pulling off. I'm a little bit lame, for my leg thing, and so I can't run around like as I did, and so everybody just kicks in and helps out. And he goes, how do you get them to do that so easily? They just are happy to do things for you. And I was like, well, I'm happy to do things for them. And I said, I'll let you know. So then I asked them the question, why do you do stuff for me? Each one of them. And I said, I appreciate you doing everything you do. And they all answered with, well, they answered almost with a question saying, well, what would you do for me? And I go, well, what would I do for you? And they said, anything. So the answer to that in oneness, guys, the answer to oneness is what would you do? Anything. So I'll do anything for you. And so if you go to that space of anything, I'll do anything, then you'll find that all kinds of blessings and wonderful stuff happens. So when I said that to you, notice how warm you got. You feel it? You felt that, right? And so that's because it's true. And so if I'm in, I'm in. And so oneness is a very big deal these days. What is oneness? Oneness is when you'll do anything for whoever you're talking to and whoever Beautiful. You're with. And so
awesome. Could I mention one other thing?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I want to say that I'm especially thankful as well for something that I wasn't really expecting to bring a lot, but it did for me. So at one of the spiritual retreats, the Grateful Event, actually, and I was mentioning this too as well, we received these bracelets where you can track animals and so forth. And I fell so in love with them where I bought some more for myself and I referred them to other people and I gave them away as gifts. And just knowing that you're helping these animals and bringing forth, as far as doing your part in helping the animals and just getting these bracelets, like, wow, that's magnificent. So I just wanted to put that out there. I was like, wow, I would never have known about it had I not gone to the retreat as well, the Grateful Event. So I just want to put that out there.
There we go. Thank you. Thank
You're welcome. Appreciate
you. Alex, appreciate you. Happy almost New Year. Okay.
So Happy New Year. Thank you.
All right. That's good.
Oh.
Who we got, Michelle? Who are you talking to?
Yes, thank you. Speaking of being thankful, I know Jeremy Gann wanted to say thank you as well. So I'm going to put him on. Jeremy, thanks for coming back. We just also want to do a follow-up.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. I wanted to say thanks and to everybody. I've got my boy with me.
Yay!
Honestly, and I are together now.
Cool. Christmas.
So we're finding our way through. It's still kind of rough, but we're definitely things are getting better. It's still trying to find work and get situated in a place. And I had a place that was that's set up, but it's not ready yet, so it's going to be a while. And we're still in a hotel, and that's kind of harsh financially, but somebody actually pointed out the gratitude thing to me. I keep getting reminded by different people and different things. And so, I've been trying to focus on, even if it's a tiny thing, be grateful for it, like it was a huge thing. And cause it's definitely a good energy to, a good head place.
It cracks through and makes the big things happen. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to clear your energy so things happen faster. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay. I'm using 62 gifts. There you go. You got warm in your face. Mm-hmm. Got warm in your body. There we go. Your dog got warm right then.
He did.
You feel that? He got warm, yeah. Right?
His belly. Oh, wow.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Could have blessed him too. There we go. Now I just see all this light rushing in. There we go. Now moved up to 3,100 plus gifts. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so now then, feel how your head got dizzy?
Yes.
Okay. This is because you went to a higher realm of consciousness. And so I'm able to clear these higher realms of consciousness. And when I move into that sort of hyper zone, if you would, these are clearing all the brighter light spaces and heavens, so that you get the blessings from the higher heavens as well. And these will bring you big blessings as well as small, but they'll bring it quick. And so here on earth, we always want everything to happen pretty fast. And so, but there we go. And this will get you out of your jam situations. And now you can suddenly breathe. Feel it?
Better, much better.
Yeah.
And the breathing was an issue today. My anxiety has been through the roof. So it's that my chest feels opened now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which it is my sinuses. Everything's like
there.
Blown out.
There. Okay. I used a few gifts to do it. And the reason I'm naming all these gifts, see, every time you guys are watching Tapping In and you know, I'm talking about this person got a gift here, this person got a gift there. Hey, I'm using these many gifts to you. You know, you guys can piggyback and get the gifts. You can get the same gifts. You know, they're there for you. I mean, you know, God's given everybody gifts. Don't look at these guys. They're so cool. And so, but you can get these gifts. And so just be aware of that. And so, and then just ask God, please give me all the gifts I need to make everything I need to happen. And then your gifts will come to you. So, but there you go. And your hands got really warm right then when you thought about the concept. And so there we go. Now then, on a scale of 1 to 10, your appreciative levels, on a scale of 1 to 10, your appreciative levels is a 9.5. Pretty good. Okay? Kick it up. Mm-hmm. Kick it up. Now it went to a 13. Now feel how warm you got then? Okay? Yeah, you can always appreciate more. And see, I think that's a big deal for all of us to realize we can really appreciate more. So as you appreciate more, you're going to have everything happen more. And it's just going to work out like that. And so there you go. Good. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank Happy you, New Gary.
Year. Yeah. Happy New Year. That's good.
Thanks, Jeremy.
These guys.
I'm so happy for him. We helped him get Onyx.
Oh, that's so cool. That's great. That's more than great. Good job. What else? Who we got, Michelle?
Oh, yes, please. Thank you. I'm going to put Carla Walker. Can you get her? I'm not in that scene. Carla Walker. Thank you for being patient, Carla.
Go ahead and unmute.
Okay. Hello. Hi. I'm with my husband, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Hi. How are you guys?
Happy holidays.
We're doing great. Thank you. We were just in the thing of being so appreciative.
Yeah,
that last one.
We're just thanking God, and you called her name.
Yeah, and so I guess our first thought is that my mom and my dad have both passed during the month of December, and they've been on our mind. So Mark has been very close to my dad because he wasn't really close to his dad, and it was like my dad thought of him as his son, and
yeah.
And he always was really close to my mom too. And so we just thought it's been a little bit. So we wanted to see how they were doing. And, you know, if you could clear our energy too in our family, that would be awesome.
Yeah, easy to do. I cleared everybody's energy that quick. And when I look at your dad on the other side, he is, first, he's silly. He's being quite silly.
Yeah.
You know.
We call him a goofus. I'm sorry. It's one of our things.
Okay, because he's dancing. He did a little da 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 da.
Oh, yeah, because he had neuropathy in his legs, and he couldn't move on his legs.
Well, now he's kicking them up. He's going da 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 da. You know, he looks like a can-can girl. There you go.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, then he made a joke and said, "I am." So he's your dad's a can't girl in heaven, and but he's really funny, fun, but really happy that he can kick his heels up,
Me
and so
too. We're
yeah,
so happy. My mom.
and she is, and your dad's by a river somewhere. I don't know if he's fishing or what he's doing, but he's right by this river. It's pretty. It's very pretty river,
Oh, he
you
used
know.
to fish up in Detroit Lakes in northern Minnesota. So I'm
Oh,
guessing that he had a
that's
cabin
it.
up there.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. He says he's back there and that's his heaven.
Oh, it was
And
our
so,
heaven and
thanks,
ours.
Gary. I'm getting really
Yeah.
warm.
Yeah, you can feel it. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. And your mom, let me see what she's up to. Well, she may be with her mother, actually. And so they're making something, rolling out dough. So whatever
Okay.
her mother. Okay, and
That's
so,
okay.
and so she's doing things
She
that
didn't always
were.
get along with her mother, so that's why I say it was interesting.
Okay, yeah,
Her mother was really tough on her.
yeah. Well, she's
So
now
maybe
not.
they've come to meetings
When you
now.
get to heaven, I guess a lot of times you'll come to grips, you know, with whatever that is, and so, but you know, they're doing a thing together that is you know, kind of a thing where they're making something to eat, you know.
Well, God, I'm so happy about that. Can I
Yeah.
ask one more thing? My son or our son and stuff like that, could you clear his energy and his family's energies as well?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, well, when I got rid when I cleared him, I cleared off a bunch of stubborn demons. You know, and so he's just
Stubborn.
in, yeah, he's incredibly stubborn, and so he'll start to get over himself a little bit is what I see, and so because he had quite a few demons that were keeping him stuck in that energy field, you know, and so that's what that is, and so
Yeah,
Gary,
you cleared him
thank
one
you.
time when I came to a in person thing in Minneapolis, and you just really did a great job on him. And I feel like he's kind of lost his way over the years a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
But
he feels he.
you told him the truth at that time, and he kind of went against that. And so now he's kind of having to
Well,
deal with those things. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, there. Hope he feels better. There we go. Good luck.
well, thank you,
Good
Gary. I
luck.
love you.
Thanks,
Hey, big
Gary.
kiss.
Well, we
Big
see
kiss,
you.
guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Your dad's waving and he's doing his toes too. So that's cool.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Great. All right. Take care,
Yes.
honey. Take care. You know, when we die, we don't stay all messed up. And so we get better. And so whatever's broken, we get fixed and you just go back together, which is kind of cool. And so that's what her dad was going through. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Felix Rivera. Hey, Felix.
You got him?
Happy holidays.
Okay.
How are you? Go ahead and unmute.
Hey, buddy.
I Hello, Gary.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what's your question? I like
Well,
your shirt. I like your shirt. Is that that's a Christmas shirt?
yeah, I mean, I had this like a while ago, like just not sure how long, but I guess my question is more like I need help right now because, like, I don't know, today I had a very stressful day. Like I almost got, well, I my foot got hit by a car, and I just
Who
get,
did?
yes, me.
Oh, you got hit by a car. Oh, okay.
Yes, and once I told my family about it, it was stressful. Like everyone was just almost like, I don't know, being angry at me in some way. And I'm trying to tell myself that they do care about me, and but basically it's just hard to see that. I want to believe that they love and care about me. I just can't feel that. And I just want to at least have my, foot healed, if that's possible.
Here, I'm just clearing you off. There, I cleared your energy off, and I see you going super bright right now. See, notice you got warm right now, and so
Yeah.
but you got super super bright. I see lots of light going into you, and you have to realize, you know, it'll sound harsh if I tell you what I'm seeing, but what I'm seeing is it's not their job to care about you. That's your job to care about you. And so you, the more you care about you, the more you'll find they'll care about you. And so you got to love yourself, buddy. And so, and see, when I said that, you got really warm, really warm. Feel that? Really warm.
Yeah,
yeah, that means it's really true. And so that's all you got to do. And that's how you turn the volume up with other people. And so, but you're looking good now. You're looking good. You're a beautiful person. Stay your beautiful you. That's what I see. Okay. And so okay. Good luck with everything. You'll find it'll go easier for you. There we go. I cleared off some stuff that was good, messing with you. There we go. Thank you.
Thank you,
Felix.
Thank you,
Felix.
We knew you.
Hey, happy New Year to you. Thank you for that wish.
Thank you.
Who we got?
All right, thanks, Gary. I have Serena. Serena G.
Angie.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Hey, girl. What's your questions?
I'm doing good. I just have two questions. I wanted to say, I had an amazing time at the spiritual retreat.
Thank you.
I'm learning a lot and taking pictures of. So thank you.
Thank you.
Two quick questions. The past, after the spiritual retreat, my grandpa Lee was in the hospital. He was fighting, you know, an infection, and he unfortunately he lost his life. He passed away in November. So I just want to know if he and my brother have any messages for us, so I can relate it to my mom and, you know, everybody.
He's funny. He's kind of a hoot. And so was he funny when he was alive? He would just come up with funny little things.
When I visit him at the hospital, there was a time it was like 8 o'clock, but since it gets dark early in LA now, like he was like, "What are you doing here, mija? You should be at home. You should be getting ready for work."
Yeah.
Was, like, so worried for me. And I was like, "It's okay, Grandpa. I'm here to just make sure you're good."
No, he's good over there. He's just laughing. He says he's happy, and he says he's back in one piece. He stuck his tongue out at you, you know, he's making a silly face. Mm-hmm. And so he would do silly things, right?
And my brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so your brother did that too? And so
yeah.
Right. And so they're just laughing. They're having fun together. And so
is my grandpa young or his age?
Yeah, your grandmother was funny. He goes, "Hell yeah." You know?
Cool. So,
yeah.
That makes good. Then,
and so he's very, yeah, he's young and happy. He's good. Yeah, he's not old. He had already said that, and he had said that three times, but he kept on telling me other things that were more important to say. But he was like, he told me three times, "Tell her I'm young, tell her I'm young, tell her I'm young," you know? And so he had actually said that. And so but he's doing good. He's doing very, very good. He's very happy over there, and they appreciate you, and they're blowing you big kisses. And so there's, you know, heaven's beautiful and blissful. When you get to heaven, you just bliss up. And you can, heaven's a place where you manifest and you get instant manifestation.
Yeah.
So whatever you're looking for, mm-hmm. it comes. And so this is where he's at. He's good.
Oh, that's amazing. I've been trying to talk to him and everything and let him know, you know, we want to take care of grandma and let him know my future goals. There's one more thing I do want to ask for help for. Our civil case. We haven't got our money from our car accident. That's happened like almost 3 years ago already, and it's in mm-hmm. progress.
Yeah, I cracked the darkness off. Let's see what happens. You'll notice your back feels pretty warm right now.
Let's yeah.
see. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. There you go.
Thank you, Gary.
Good luck. Hey, happy good day. Luck.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, appreciate you.
Happy holidays.
Appreciation is everything. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Gary, I've got Joseph, Dr. Joseph. Hi, it's good to see you.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Michelle. You're calling. I usually have to call on you. You're calling on me. What do you need?
Yeah, this is my first time. Yes, I did have a question for you if I could ask it.
Yep.
But actually, I did want to say I appreciate, in addition to my real family, I appreciate my family that I've learned, that I met through Tappy and you guys.
Oh, so. Great. And it is a family. You know, you guys are beautiful. And, you know, I see and hear about all these wonderful things you do for each other. And I mean, and all the things you do for me, I mean, appreciate all that, of course, but you do a lot of beautiful things for each other. And so just keep on being that family. That's what oneness is. Oneness is truly family. And what will you do for your family? Anything. That's what oneness is. And so anyway, you look so bright. I feel all this warmth going into you and everybody.
I feel that too.
Yeah. Is everybody appreciating you back? Yeah. So what's your question?
So I'm visiting my my brother-in-law here in Washington, and he has a 3.5-year-old boy that was diagnosed with autism. So I was wondering if you could help with him.
He has several different things going on. Is he nonverbal?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Okay.
So how warm you got?
Yes.
When I said not anymore? And so that means I told you the truth. And so I cleared the block that was blocking his higher self, Angel, from moving into his physical body.
And thank you.
It wasn't allowing him to speak or connect with words. Hang on. Feel how you can breathe now?
I just took a deep breath, yes.
Feel it's crazy, right? And yeah. So there we go. All right. Well, he's looking really good. How old is he?
He's 3.5. He'll be 4 in July.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you called now. It's easier to fix them when they're really, really young like that. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm wiggling around. I'm having to get comfortable because of my legs. Sorry, guys. And so he is like, wow, now he's doing good. Now he's doing really, really good. I want you to start saying hello to him.
Hello. Okay.
Okay. Now look at me. And look spiritually where I am. I'm going high above his head. Okay. I want you to go right in that space where I'm in. Look up a little bit. Look up a little bit. Like right there. Feel how your hands got warm?
Yes.
Yeah. Right there. Okay. Now I want you to say hello. Say hello there.
Hello. Logan. Hello.
There you go. Feel how you got really warm?
Yes. I'm getting warmer and warmer.
Okay. He can hear you in he that dimension. He can hear you.
Okay.
And so what you want to do is you want to start talking to him there. Hello. Logan,
hello. Hello, Logan. Hello.
There. So you connected with him now. See? Okay. And I'm just telling him now, I want you to slip on down here into your physical body and hang out with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
And he just said, okay.
Was he doing work for God up there?
They always are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Autistic kids they're not really autistic. They're just spiritually gifted. And sometimes they hang out there and continue doing what they're doing, and then they will stay in that space, or you can get them to come down to this space, and they will, and it's beautiful. But I just got him to do it. It's easy. He's not. Hey,
thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, he's easy. And so there we go. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Joseph. Happy New
thanks,
Year.
Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah, let me know. Keep us updated with him, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. There we go. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Alice Smith. We love Alice. Aww.
Nice.
Love you, Alice.
Hi. Hey. Wonderful to see you all. It's amazing.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you. I know it's really hard because you lost your spouse last year.
Yes.
And Joe, who is all of our friends, you know, he's friends with all of us, our friend.
Miss him a lot.
Yeah. And so I know it's hard. And so now the
holiday. Christmas.
Yeah. And so, but I see him and he's dressed in a very dapper outfit. I don't know what this is. It almost looks like a uniform. And so, but he's all dappered up, you know, He says he's dappered up and looking all fancy and nowhere to go because he's not with you. And so in the physical, he's making jokes, but he says he loves you so much. And he says he rides with you in the car, that you're not crazy. So you must be hearing him talk to you in the car because he says, tell her she's not crazy. That's really me. And so, and so he's around you in the car. So I don't know if that makes any sense. And so, but he's right there. And, but he looks very dapper and very young, good looking guy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I miss him a lot. Yeah.
Also, thank what's you. Your, so what's your question, honey?
My question is, what's going on with Joe's building? I've been trying to communicate with the attorney, the other attorney that owns the building with him. And it's just a lot of confusion. And I just wanted to see what you see is happening. Some days he said he will sell next year. Some days he says he's not going to sell. So I just want to know what do you see?
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be him. But what's going on with him? He'll end up doing whatever you feel like doing. What do you feel like doing?
Oh, I think we need to sell. It just, it's a big building and it's many people are working from home. So anyway, they can buy something smaller for themselves and, or rent back from who they sell it to. But it seems to me that it needs to be sell. You know, they need to sell it.
Well, you get a vote now, right?
I'm sorry?
You get a vote now, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think he's about to become aware of that. So, you know, you may have to be, you know, in life, Alice, you know, and I've known you for a long time, you end up always having to be the tough one in the movie. You're the one that shoulders everything.
Oh,
and you, but you know what? You do it well. You do it well. And I just see you playing yourself in this movie here. And you're going to shoulder this and they're going to go along with you because they'll figure out you're a little force to be reckoned with. And so they're going to do what you want to do. So that's what I see.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Can you do me a favor, Gary? Can you clear my children too? They're just having a little hard time. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I did right then. It looks better now.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you much.
Hey, happy holidays. Know you got a family here. We love you. And all you got to do is reach out and we're there. Okay.
Happy holidays to everybody. And thank you, Michelle and Dean.
Thank you, Alice. Love you.
Love you
too. Thank you.
I love that piece of art in the background every time I see that.
Yeah, she's got amazing art in her house.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. Anyway, who we got?
We got Chris Garcia.
You got him?
Yay. We got the brother.
Hey, guys.
Happy holidays, guys.
Hey, how are y'all?
They got to unmute. Chris, unmute, please.
There you go.
Let me hit the unmute button again. There you go. Now, did it pop up on your screen?
There you go. Oh, you almost had it. He hit it, but you got to do it again.
Let me do it again. Now, unmute.
Okay, now unmute again. Try it again. Try it. Because you did it before. He must be on his phone. Did it ask you to unmute? He just hit unmute again.
I feel like you're almost there.
I know.
So close, Chris. I know you could do it.
I know.
All right, Stanley.
You did it before.
Are you on the phone? Give me a thumbs up or down. Up.
Yeah. So
you turn the phone long ways. It should be in the bottom left. If you tap the screen, it should be where you can unmute. Because then it says, or slide, or just scroll left or right. It should say, host is asking you to unmute.
That's unless you got a new iPhone, because those things, I've got one, they are hell. they got all kinds of new ways to do stuff, you know? And so, there we go.
We can always come back while you're trying to figure it out. Yeah. All right, we'll come back to them. All right, we'll come back, okay?
We'll come back. We're going to get you tonight.
happy holidays, guys.
Okay. poor guys.
Who are we talking to?
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, it's Mahan. I think I said that right here. Hi, Mahan. I hope I said that right.
Please unmute.
Happy holidays.
There you go.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy. How are you? What's your question?
Great. Thank you. I want a first trademark spiritual gift, and I want to ask you remove something. Remove something from me that's, you know, holding me back.
Oh, okay. Do you have any blocks? You're asking, right?
Yes, negativity, negative situations that are, you know, around you. I don't know.
A lot of times you can have a negative energy around your world. And so usually that will appear. And this is happening to a lot of people. So all you guys can get the spiritual gift to clear this. There's a negative energy that is round. It looks like a round ball on you of negativity. And so that's mojoing your entire world. Now I'm using a spiritual gift of a sword, a staff, got a crown. There we go. And the big ball of light I just threw on you. There we go. Look how you feel.
Amazing.
Yeah, you felt your, I saw you, your energy go back. When I threw this ball of light on you, I saw you lean back like this. That was kind of cool. And so now look how warm you're warming up. Feel it?
Yes.
So okay. Much more. Yeah, well, yeah, there we are. So great. We cleared everything. And see, and everybody can get those same spiritual gifts. Grab the sword, guys. Say, God, give me the sword to clear this negativity of my world. And go round and round and round and clear this off your world with this big, giant, sharp, jagged-edged sword. There we go. Ask for the staff, and the staff throws balls of flames. It burns off the negativity. Get this staff. There we go. There we go. Nice. Now then, a big ball of light God is giving you, and you take this big ball of light, it's a big ball of light orb, and you throw it to your world, onto your world, onto you, onto your world. And as you do, this big ball of light eats away all the darkness in your world. There we go. And so, so you can breathe now, see? Totally breathe.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so can, yeah, so can everybody else that walk through that with us. And so that's how you do it, guys. Do that. Do that and it'll work with those particular gifts that I just got you. There we are.
All then right, they now. Can affect me, my situations in life, correct? When I use this spiritual gift.
Yeah. Yeah, just use them. That's all.
Thank you. And I want to share, Mark, you told me, I think a long time ago, that I have a lot of spiritual gifts I want to share with others because of the Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Well, I saw a big matrix, the ones you said, I would like to share my spiritual gifts with others. I saw a big spiritual gift of a matrix. And the matrix is a God matrix. It will give you the ability to manifest. And so you actually shared your gifts that you shared with other people were spiritual gifts of manifestation. And so, and there we go. And so that's good. Looks like that. Little sharp edges. There we go. There we are. There. So just imagine that gift coming to you guys, and you'll see you'll be able to manifest like crazy. So there. Perfect. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Here, I've got Carlo Keats. Hi, Carlo. Thank you for being so patient. Happy holidays. Where are you calling from?
Vancouver.
Oh, nice. Nice, yes. Nice. You got such a beautiful light about you. I see. In your person there.
It's the IKEA lamp.
No. You got this beautiful light. It's just this great energy with you. That's okay. Notice your hands are warming up that I mentioned your light. And so they got real warm right then. And so those are your spiritual gifts, and they just keyed in. And the person you're with, I see a lot of light coming from this person there. Hey, girl, how are you? And so, what's your question?
A couple of things. One of them, yeah, you go ahead. You go first.
You can go first.
Oh, I go first. Oh, my mom. I just want to, my mom's like where she's living right now. She's unhappy and she misses me because I moved to Vancouver like 4 years ago and she's just really unhappy. She just wanted to spend time with me together. And I'm trying to work towards having her to move it to Vancouver, but it's just been really rough, like financially and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't move her in, will you?
Pardon?
Were you going to move her in with you?
Yeah, our plan is to like have a larger place, like larger house, and then that way all the three of us can like live together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got a gun?
Pardon?
Do you have a gun?
No. No.
Well, you need to buy one, and then shoot yourself in the foot. And so this would be not a good idea unless you have the perfect house.
Okay.
And she's got to have her space and you got to have your space because she's about 150 times more needy than she was the last time when you were around her all the time.
Okay.
And so you're not going to be able to survive the neediness.
Okay.
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 Your hands got warm right then. You felt that?
Something amongst my cold fingers. Yes, I did feel something in the palms.
Okay. Well, that's because it told you the truth. So you can work it out, but it's got to be a perfect situation where she has her space. Period. I'm being nasty. You hear me now? You know, nasty Gary voice. In other words, like you got to be tough with this, or this won't work.
Okay. It's
okay.
Good to know.
Yeah, okay. You're gonna make her unhappy, and you're gonna make y'all unhappy.
So that's
damn the perfect it. Help. Damn it! You don't want to hear that. Yeah, because you got this little plan in your head that you think is going to be, you know, Alice in Wonderland. Well, it's not. And so you got to be careful. I know you don't want to hear anything I'm telling you. And you're still not hearing me. I can tell you're not hearing a damn word I say. And so notice how you got warm when I said you're not hearing a damn word I say. And so that just means that's the truth. You see? Well, do you want a bad outcome?
Well, no.
Okay. Well, you're going to get one. And so what you got to do is you got to make sure it's the perfect situation.
Okay.
Don't move her into anything other than she's got her spot, her quarters, and you have yours.
Okay.
It can't be a mixed thing.
Okay.
You know,
that makes sense. That's why I kept seeing that vision. I kept saying, I keep having this vision that it has to be her own space, like within, you know, the house, like has,
yeah, but it's got to be, you know, it's got to be period. You know, when she comes to visit, it's like, hello.
Yeah. She has,
you know my dog's bark anyway, but it's like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Got and I'm just having to scream at you because you're not hearing me, and you're going to really end up in hell, and I don't want you to.
Got that.
Okay. You do. That. Now you got it. Now you actually did. You actually finally did.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Right. And then there's another thing. Go ahead.
I keep feeling like my money is being drained, and I keep going further and further into debt. Like, that's a feeling that I keep getting. And I'm not sure if there's like some sort of block or something that's causing
a couple of little, a couple of little money blocks. There, I got them. Easy to get rid of. Okay. Yeah, easy for you. Easy, really easy. Yeah, when you clear you, it just goes away like poof, you know. And so there you go. See, that's when your face is warm. You can feel it. There we go. It's all good. All good. Y'all, you're going to be fine. You just had to really think about this a lot more than you were putting. You had to put a lot more energy into the thought of it than what you were putting into it. You know, it's a good idea to be around your mom, you know. I adored my mother. I loved her I still love her in heaven. And but I wouldn't want to live with her. So, you know, but I adored her. And so and you got the same thing going, and so you got to just make it a good situation, and then then you'll be fine.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Good luck, buddy. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for all that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. A lot of times when people ask me questions, they really don't feel like hearing what I'm saying, you know. And so I wouldn't want to hear me talk either sometimes.
Anyway. Sometimes I don't want to hear it, but you still tell me.
I know. Oh, my God. We got the brothers back. Yay. Hey, guys.
All right. There you go. You got it.
Yay. Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you for having us.
Hey, no problem. What's your question?
We have my older brother Sergio here.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Nice to meet you. I'm well.
Go ahead. Hey, I'm honored. Nice to meet you. Your brothers are great. And so they're fun. They're our family. And so what's going on? What's your question?
You know, I just I'm going through a lot of like career and like financial frustrations. Essentially just like I feel like I'm trying to find like my purpose, trying to figure out what I can do to like, you know, feel like I can support my family. So I'm married and I got my daughter. And I'm asking if I can have some, you know, some help with that.
God, you could do all kinds of stuff. You're super creative. you know, and so you can do a lot of different things. What do you want to do?
In all honesty, if I'm being really honest with you, I want to be a singer. I want to sing.
That's what I mean. That's, you're just super creative.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It feels like there's that, and that just seems like a childhood dream that just essentially I don't feel like is realistic, right? So it's like I work a regular 9-to-5 job. I'm also a realtor, but like I just, there's so much resistance to like get that going.
Yeah, well, I think I heard stay in real estate, and I think you're going to do really good. You know, I see some really great things coming from that. And I also see maybe you're doing the right real estate. State is right to do real estate, but I don't know if you're doing it in the right place. And but I see you doing really good. And I heard sing, you know, sing. And so, you know, it's funny how singing evolves to what it's going to be. I see you being able to do all kinds of things like with it. All you got to do is just don't give up, keep on doing it, you know. Thanks. Yeah, it feels good. When I said that, your hands got real warm. I felt it. Yeah.
You said like not the right place. I don't necessarily feel like, so I live in Colorado. I don't necessarily feel like, you know, I'm supposed to be here. I just feel like I know it too well. Do you feel like there's somewhere else that I like would do better, like, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, in terms of like location?
I think so. And so I'm not sure exactly, but it could be California.
Okay.
You know, and so, but it feels good. A move feels good. Okay. And so that's what I see. And so a lot of times moving seems daunting. It's like, oh my God, especially if you got a family, you're thinking, oh Lord, you gotta be kidding me. But I really see you being able to pull it off. I'm getting rid of a ton of blocks you got. And so, there we go. Feel how the back of your head's really warm right now?
I really do.
Yeah, right? Okay, that's your God cord. And your God cord was blocked with wrong intentions. Intend to do great. Just intend. Have the intention to do great. You know, your brothers are magical. They just have this crazy intention, and they just kind of do things, you know, and so, but I see you, if you just have the intention to do great, you're going to do great. And if you have the intention to do okay, you're going to do okay. And so you got to just go, you got to shoot a little higher. And when you do, you find that'll work for you. You know, that's what I see. Now your hands got warm again. You know, you're easy. You'd be really easy to fix, you know, to be in the zone, so to speak. And so there we go. If you need me, call me. Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, looks good. Looks good though. You feel really, really good. I see you making a lot of money in real estate, and I see you singing. You know, I'm thinking, you know, I have a lot of people in singing land. You know, I mean, I know all these famous people and that sing, and I know people that aren't famous who sing, and I know, you know, whatever. But there's you know, but I see you doing really, really well. So you're going to find it for you. You know, that's what I see.
Thank you.
Hey, good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. But you got a big old palette. Yeah, you got a. Yeah, there's a big old palette there. I mean, you can paint a painting that is, you know, amazing colors. You don't have like three colors to choose from. And so just know that and just go paint your world. It's really simple. It's like that. And so anyway, good luck. Good luck. Okay.
Thanks so much.
I kept on trying to get more specific with him, and I couldn't do it to save my life. And so, because that was not the answer. The answer is you're the artist, paint the painting, you see? And see, many times that's what happens. You're the artist. So paint the painting. There we go. All right. Who we got?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Will Hall. Hey, Will, how's it going? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Oh, great. Okay, I'm in New York City.
Oh, cool. Nice. You look like you are.
I'm outside. Yeah, yeah. I'm walking home from work right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for calling on me. I love you guys.
Hey, love you guys.
My questions today are around my parents. I was wondering if you could look at my mother and my father. And my mother, her name is Barb Hall, and she lives in Stillwater, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And she's having some challenges with her dad and like a disagreement. I was wondering if I could, if you could, you know, blend your insight in that area.
Yeah, there's a, like a big old hell dimension on that. I'm going to clear it, okay? And so there we go. That'll help with everything. But she, it was a big old mojo. And so I just cleared it off. You'll notice your, well, you, I started to say your face is warm, but you look like you're freezing to death. You know,
no, it's,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, but I see, you notice how your hands got a little warmer? You can feel that. And so, and so there we go. I just cleared everything off. And so I think they're going to do better. That's what I think. I got rid of the mojo that had mojoed them. And then you got froze, literally. maybe you just froze. Oh, there you go. Yeah, froze.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
The weather froze.
Yeah. And so, so what's your other question, buddy?
Thank you very much. The other question is, can you look at my father? He lives in Westminster, Maryland. And the challenge around him, I think, is like my relationship with him. And I was wondering if you could look at that.
He's just stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say yes, he'll go no. You could go no, he'll go yes. You
yeah.
Go, I'll switch back to yes. He'll go, well, I'm good, I'm no. So he's just, you know, he's adversarial. And so yeah. he's backwards in his body. And I'm clearing him to where he's not backwards in his body. And there's a sword you can get from God, and it'll switch people around when they're backwards in their body. And okay. ask God for that sword. It'll twirl them around and make them face on instead of face backwards.
Or okay.
Ass backwards in his case, you know, because he turns into a super horse's ass, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ask God for that sword. Say, God, give me that gift to turn my dad around in his body.
God, give me the gift of the sword to help my dad turn around in his body.
Okay, there. You got it. You feel warm on okay. the whole side of your body. There you go.
Yes, I do. Okay.
Okay, you take that and just put it around him and go around. Just go around. Boom, boom. Flip him around. There you go. There okay. you are. There.
Whoa.
Your sinus is open. You feel very light. You feel very bright.
Yeah.
And he does too. He's going to be happier. He won't be backwards with everybody. He's not only nice. Backwards with you. He is backwards with you, but he's backwards with everybody. You know.
So the sort of, thank you so much. This, I can feel this, like, I feel lighter. I feel more connected. And like my relationship with him is very distant. Like we, you know, only speak or call each other like on our birthdays and Father's Day or whatever. And mm-hmm. he, like, I recently had a child, like I have a 7-month-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And he and his wife were asking to come and see him or see my daughter. And I didn't feel great about that idea. And so now my intention is to, you know, work closer to the point where we can get together and have a nice, smooth relationship.
But you feel like you finally have a little bit of control over something, which is your daughter.
Yeah.
And so you're
and my family
that,
in general. Yeah.
Well, and your family in general, but you at the same time, you're using that control to beat your dad over the head with.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay.
Be kind. Is he an asshole? Absolutely. But he's your asshole. So realize that that's who he is. And then use the spiritual gift to clear him with. But he really, really, children sometimes change everything. And I feel like that this child can bring the peace here. And so do that. Let him see your daughter. Embrace it, you know? And so that's what I say. You froze again. You are freezing. Hello. And you froze.
Oh okay, go. You're back.
Yeah, just be kind to him and you'll find this
okay.
to get you a lot further and use that gift and you'll find he'll act right if you use that gift.
Okay.
Yeah, because his spirit.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome so much. His spirit is backwards in his physical body. Creating him the biggest okay. adversarial, you know, it's just he's a horse's ass. And so so now you'll find it'll be a lot better, you know, at least 75%. So that's enough. So there you go. Okay.
Okay. Good. Great. Thank you so much. That was very helpful.
Hey, good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Well,
thank you. Love you guys. Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, you
thank
too. You. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
See ya.
Hey. That was cool.
Man, that was cool. That was good. And you guys, and all you guys got somebody in your world that probably does that. Or you may do it yourself. You know, I catch myself every now and then. I realize, I go, what in the world am I thinking? Because when I'm thinking and I'm not thinking like I'm thinking, I'm thinking like somebody else thinks. I'm like, what is making me do this? And then I realize I'm backwards in my body. And I go, what? You know, some demon crawled in me when I was sleeping. You know, and let me fix that. And then I fix it and then I'm good again. So there we go. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. Yes, I've got Marcella Jackson. Marcella, thanks for being so patient, Marcella. Go ahead and unmute.
Hey, girl.
Where are you guys calling from again?
You're pretty.
Yep. Go ahead and unmute.
There we go.
Hello.
Hey, happy holidays, girl. What's your question?
Yeah, happy holidays. I got Tyrone here too, so.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Yeah, riding in the truck. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I had a question because his health is failing, and me and my husband are trying to help him, and we noticed that we have an aunt that we think that she's kind of taking advantage of him, of his like inheritance, and so I was wondering if you could have like any insight like into that situation, because we're just trying to help my father, but you know, I realized there's some counter intentions with my aunt, and I'm just wondering if it's something worth pursuing.
Well, I just cleared, you know, not really pursuing, but I just cleared it cleared the dark energies away. I think he's going to get through it and start making even better decisions for himself. I think he's hard. It's hard for him to be tough, but I just cleared him, and I think he will be. I think he's going to do well. So okay. I think everything you're worried about is going to evaporate, frankly.
Okay. Oh, that is awesome. And then we have, there's one other member that we have like a local meat club, and one of our members, their son had to go to the hospital for a, lymph node. He had a swollen lymph node. They thought it was a hernia, but he was having an issue with that. I was wondering if you could clear him. And his name is David.
Yeah, he looks a whole lot better now. He does. And so he's also got allergic reactions going on to stuff. And so really important to realize some of the allergic reactions he has come off as other things. So realize though, but it falls into the allergy category. So I see that. Okay.
Awesome. And then just wanted to say, I love and appreciate that experience that we've had in Ojai. It's been really awesome.
Hey,
so, hey, there's Tyrone.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Just appreciate you.
Blessed.
We bless you guys too. You give us a quick clearing, make sure everything's all good here.
I did. You just drive. We're gonna clear. All right. There you go. All right. Yeah, that's perfect. Awesome. All right, guys. I'll see you soon. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. I love her face froze.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a good frozen face.
I always freeze frame on the one of those contorted weird things. Anyway, and so everybody's freezing tonight on some cool face. So there we go. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Carletta Coleman. We love Carletta.
Hey, my girl. What you doing?
Go ahead and unmute.
Happy holidays.
Gary, happy holidays. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really, really good. I had pecan pie homemade. I had fruitcake homemade with a you know, dark rum poured over it. Oh, homemade, you know. Anyway.
That sounds these, cool.
Yeah, there we go. Anyway, so what's your question, honey?
No question. I just want to say how thankful and grateful I am. I know that the retreat changed my life.
Oh, beautiful.
For real. It completely changed my life. But so last beautiful. Night, yesterday, Eddie and I received a gift from a family member. And when I opened it, I saw something in there and I just was so overwhelmed with gratitude and love.
Beautiful.
Experienced that before.
I hear you deserve it.
Okay.
I hear you deserve it.
It was amazing. I just lost it. I just lost it. And I was like that for about an hour. And Eddie was just looking at me like I was crazy.
Wow.
He was just looking at me like I was crazy.
But you are crazy. You are crazy, honey.
I know.
Okay. I love it, though. I love the crazy.
I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful and grateful. And
yeah, well, abundance will show up, you know, and so with going, everybody wonders like, yeah, okay, why are the retreats such a big deal to go to? Well, because they work. That's why when you go to the retreats, you get spiritual gifts that allow you to do things. And so I've got you guys there and you're captured with me and I can get the spiritual gifts in you. And I can, you know, as you use these gifts and they just are there, good things happen. So there you go. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah. That was the first time that I really experienced true oneness.
Good.
When I was at the retreat.
Yeah. All it takes is one time to open the door. When you open the door in true oneness, then you realize, what will I do for people or anything? What will I do for someone I love? Anything. And so then that changes your life and you'll get the gifts of oneness, and those gifts of oneness straighten out everything.
Yeah.
Simple. Simple recipe.
It's doing this thing.
And all you gotta do is appreciate.
I do. Yes, I get. I do, for sure. Two more things. One, the healing circle. We're always putting you in the healing circle. First thing we do. That's our business. The first thing we do is we put you in there to heal you up.
Well, thank you. Well, it's working. So there we are.
Good. So
I appreciate you guys. And what's the other thing?
The other thing is that when you were speaking with the brothers, the three brothers, and the brother was saying that he wanted to sing, he wanted to do something like he couldn't imagine he wanted to do, but he couldn't imagine he could ever do. And like you said, it's his canvas. He can paint it. You can, whatever you want to do, all do you got to do is put it out there in the universe.
Yeah, the universe will come to you. Yeah, you don't have to go to the universe. The universe will come to you. It's already around you.
It's just amazing. But what I want to say is that I had a reading with you last year and I told you about a project I was working on, my documentary.
Yep.
And so I had a door open that should not have been open for me regarding the documentary. So I'm just waiting to see how that unfolds.
It'll unfold great. Notice how your hands got warm.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, amazing. Amazing. But I love
it'll unfold. Yeah, I love you back. Big kiss to you. Happy holidays, honey. Okay.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much. Keep, love you all.
Hey, love you back.
Sharon, Dean, and everyone.
Thank you. Yeah, love you too. You
and keep us in your prayers. You know, keep us safe. Keep us safe. There we go. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Gary, I've got Eric. Hey, Eric. How are you? Where are you calling from? Go ahead and unmute. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Awesome. You're unmuted.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Good to talk to you, buddy.
I'm doing pretty good.
What's your question?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orange County, California.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. And what's your question?
Yeah, the main question that I have is a few weeks back, you said if you can feel it, you can heal it.
Yeah.
And I can feel a lot of things. I can see a lot of things.
Right.
And I'm just trying to figure out like what to do with it.
Use it. Just use it. You know, you'll find that opportunities will present themselves. You know, like I sometimes will get to where I can do stuff I couldn't do yesterday, and I'll get new spiritual gifts, and I can do new things, and then I think, well, God, what do I do with it? Well, I don't have to worry too long, because all of a sudden I'll have, 10 people show up that need it, or 100 people, or whatever the deal is, and so you'll find you'll get the opportunities, as long as you just be aware of your gifts, and just move on them, move on them, use them. It's really simple. Just say, God, bring me the opportunity to use my gifts, and then you'll find it'll come to you. See, your hands got a little warm then, the back of your neck got warm.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Be aware of the sensations that happen in your physical body. Your hands getting warm, the back of your neck getting warm, whatever it is, and be aware of those sensations and realize they mean something, you know. And so, if you feel light, then whoever you're talking to feels light. And it works like that. But you're very gifted. You're going to be able to do all kinds of stuff. I think you're going to specifically also I see you writing. Do you write?
Yeah.
Good.
I'd like to do a little bit more of it.
Well, do a lot more of it. Yeah, because I see you really having the gift of writing. And as you do more, you're going to find it works, and you'll be able to write things that people read, and people will read them and get enlightened by your writing. So there we are. Feels good. Yeah,
cool.
Feels really, really good. Feels great, actually. And yeah. I see a lot of travel in the next year that's going to be meaningful for you. You know.
Yes.
You know.
I've been waiting quite a long time to do this.
Yeah. Well, it's working. Yeah. It's working. Yep. I see you just getting there. There's your gift of writing. That's what the gift of writing looks like, guys. So if you want the gift of writing, ask for it. It'll come to you. There you are.
Okay.
Looks like a feathered quill pen. There we are. Thank you.
I do have one other question. So my wife's mother, can you see any, her mother and her father, can you see any, clear some demons off of her?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she just worries about everything.
Yeah.
She's a worry.
I've been really working on clearing that and clearing that. And it's like scraping off, like a bunch of crap.
Yeah. Sometimes a brick works.
Okay. Yeah, I've been trying to like sledgehammer.
Yeah, hit her in the head.
Hit
her in the head. No, I mean a real brick. Hit her in the head with a brick. Now, she's so stubborn, you almost have to hit her in the head with a brick, you know. And so I'm not really saying beat your mother-in-law with a brick, but it might work. You know, I don't know. But she's just really stubborn. You know, stubborn people enjoy the argument and the fight. And when you're healing people, you don't really feel like fighting or arguing. And so, give it your best shot, but don't waste all your time on it. You know, so there you go. There's the brick. You know, you can actually get the spirit. You can actually get the spiritual gift of a golden brick and just throw it at her. You know.
Oh, okay.
And thank you. And so, but she has to really get things. She has to have scenarios that happen where it is in her blanking face, so she blanking gets it. And there's a lot of blanking cuss words, blank, 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 in between the blanks. And so, but that's who she is. It just is who it is, what it is. So there you go. Good luck.
Yep.
Good blanking luck, because you blanking need it, blank.
Anyway,
all right, sorry, buddy. Anyway, good luck though. Thanks.
Okay,
I cleared her for you, but you know, she's a tough cookie. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's funny.
Oh.
And you, I think everybody's got one of those. Just at least one. You got that one, you know, and that's your challenge. And you spend 99% of your time on that one, instead of working on everybody else that gets it easy. So. Yeah, be careful of how you waste your time. Anyway, people get it or they don't. And so these days it's like that. And you know, God is like very big these days. That you get it or you don't get it? Okay, I'll move on. I'll come back to you later. Well, I wouldn't want to be that person, you know, but I see God doing that move, you know. So it works like that. Anyway, who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got Edwina. We haven't had her on for a while, and I miss her. I want to say hi, Edwina.
Hey, my girl. What you doing?
Oh, you just muted yourself. Unmute again.
Unmute again. There you go.
There you go.
Hey, girl.
Hey, I love you guys. Hey, I miss you, Geraldine, always.
Always. I love you guys. Happy New Year to my family.
It's raining coins on your head right now. When I look at you, I started getting warm, and it's raining golden coins on your head. So,
oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, so you got something by just saying hello broke through a darkness that now is allowing your gifts to come down.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yeah, and especially money blocks.
Yes.
And now you'll find it's better. So there we go.
Thank you so much, Gary. I have a question about my health. You know, last year I talked to you about what I was going through. Amen.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Oh, I'm so excited. You told me, remember I was telling you that I had the nerve pain and everything that I was going through. I went to the doctor. I mean, I got bills now. They didn't charge me up the wazoo. And they still couldn't tell me what was going on with me. They still couldn't help me. I didn't had crazy tests done. And
here's what a lot of times people are getting spiritually sick. They're getting physically sick with spiritual things. I want you to move higher, okay? And now I'm just, you know, your energy responds to me very fast. And so now I'm pulling you up higher. Imagine yourself floating up, floating up, floating up. There you go. Now look how hot you got. See?
Yes.
Float up. Ask God for the gift to float up. Okay. And so all you guys can ask God for this gift. This will be a super gift for you right now. You want to ask God for the gift to float up. And you're going to float up into this golden dimension, and it's a whole dimension of gold light. There you are. Now you're in it. If you look at her face, it turned gold. There we go. Look how you feel.
You're amazing. I'm on fire.
Listen to how quiet your head got.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, you're there. That's all you needed. Yeah, you'll find you'll feel physically better from that. Okay.
Thank you. Please clear my children. You know my son. I got my daughter back. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
There, I hear. Ask God to clear your kids. Ask God.
God, please clear my kids. I ask every single day. Please, God. I need my son back.
Well, he can hear you much better because you're up in this golden zone.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
So if you're talking to God, go up to where you're a little bit God-like, up into this light zone, and then it really works better. So there we go. Now you're good. You're good. Good luck, honey.
I love you so much. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy New Year, guys. Amazing. I love you guys. I'll see you next year. Yay!
Yay! Love you too. Oh, I love seeing you smile. Beautiful girl.
That's great. When I look at you guys are beautiful people. You got beautiful appreciation. You got beautiful spiritual gifts. You got beautiful intentions. Use all that as oneness. Use all that as one. Find you some people to be one with that need love. And all you got to do is love them. That's all you got to do. Just love them. And you'll find they'll love you back, and it'll end up being a beautiful thing. Oneness is incredible. And when you use it the right way these days, it's also very rewarding. What happens when you're one? Everything comes to you. You can instantly manifest. If you need more money, ask for it. If you need more anything, ask for it. If you need more love, ask for it. If you need a relationship, new one, ask for it. If you need to fix the one you got, ask for it. And so, the thing is, you can really ask for anything in the world, and anything and everything will come to you. Because if you think about it, what would God do for you? Well, the answer is anything. And so that's what oneness is. And so what should you do for everybody? Anything. And so go to that space. You're going to have it made. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of the year. Have a great New Year's. I wish I could spend more time, but today they're making me go. Anyway, I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Be a part of my Enlightenment Club. We're going to start doing our spiritual master classes again and having fun in this new year. I appreciate you guys so, so, so much. Call me if you need me, 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. 800-827-GARY, GarySpivey.com. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dean. Thank you for everybody. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see Jody waving. Thank you, Jody, down here for my chocolate. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mijo. Appreciate you. All you guys, I see you and appreciate you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you. Thank you.